Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. You know we all had a phenomenal day. I know I did, and I know that you did. And if you did not have a phenomenal day today, you will have one tomorrow. We're going to be going on. You know, we connect all over the world. We'll be talking with persons doing our cross-country connect. But before we get going, you know what our motto is here. Never give in to your negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Proceed as the fierce, mighty lion. But always keep that bright, shining smile on your face, no matter what. And you have to make the impossible possible. In this day and time, you know, the only way for human beings to change is for them to conquer their inner darkness and rediscover the internal dignity within their lives, cultivating the noble spirit with which all people are endowed will actually directly lead to a change in the destiny of humankind. And that's what we do over here. We like to keep it happy, bright, and light. You know, we believe in unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates total victory. And before I bring in my cross-country connect from Atlanta, Georgia, shall I say Marietta, Georgia, Miss Sabrina Harden, I'm going to play a song for her. You know, she loves Michael Jackson. She is in love with MJ. I'm just going to put a little bit of this on to bring her on in. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McChan. thought I'd put a little bit of that on before we bring Miss Sabrina Harden on. You know, Sabrina is a woman of many things. She's an entrepreneur. She's a credit gardener. You know, real estate investment. She makes that list and take care of it. And also, she's former BET publicist of the West Coast. So, Sabrina Harden, are you on the air with us today?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, Z. How you doing? How's the family? I'm so glad you took out time of your busy schedule to come and join us, the Care and Share, and let us know what's going on there. And you just bring it in any way you want to because you're a woman of many, many things. So I just could not bring one thing in. I just want you to let us know what's going on in Marietta, Georgia. Are you there, Sabrina? Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
hey.
Yeah, I lost you for a minute. We want to know what's happening in Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for asking. I'm doing really good.
Okay.
We finally have some nice regular weather. It's like 72 today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's good. It had been like in the 30s the past few weeks.
Okay.
But so we're getting back to normal now. Well, you know, normal for LA standards.
Okay.
But I'm just now leaving Big Lots. I had to come here to pick up some items for my apartment unit.
Okay.
My rental apartment.
Okay.
A tenant that I had, she moved out, and now I have a new one moving in. Well, they're coming to see it tomorrow. I think she is going to want to move in, so I was just buying a few things to spruce it up.
Spruce it up. It's so beautiful. I've seen pictures. I haven't been in there yet, trying to get there. But the pictures that I've seen and the way that it's decorated, and I know you have that special care there. Who would not want to stay in all that goodness?
Yeah, we like it. It's our area that we're in, you know, it's just outside of Atlanta. It's really nice. It's nice and quiet and, you know, good schools and just real peaceful, you know, but it's not too far from the main highways and, you know, places of business to go and everything. And, well, you know, there's plenty of Walmarts out here.
Okay.
And plenty of other stores and what have you. So, but yeah, the person that's coming to check it out, she just drove out here from Oregon a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So she's from...
Yeah, so that's part of being a landlord and being a real estate investor. You got to keep your places looking nice.
Yes.
And clean.
Yes.
Definitely clean.
Well, I know it's beautiful, but like I said, I haven't, you know, if they don't come in, that'd be my spot if I land to come to Atlanta. You know, I always said I'm out south, but if I ever wanted to live in the south again, it would be in Atlanta. It would not be in Texas, and they really caught it last week. I mean, they went through something that they never, never, never experienced before. All of that snow, oh, no, they don't even know what a snow tide looked like. It was horrendous. They were moving around like
nomads. How is your family doing?
They're fine. Everybody moved around. Yeah, like nomads. Everybody's okay. They were north, south, east, and west, but you know them Texans, they pulled it through. I said one thing about it, they weren't looking for no food because they keep those pantries stocked. That's a thing that you learn when you're a child. No matter what's going on, you're not going to be hungry. So my sister didn't have to worry about water. Her lights went out. But then, you know, she went to her sons, and then the ones on the different sides of town, they bunked out together. And when the lights went out one way, they just went another way. So, but it was a different type of thing down there. It was different.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if everyone has got their power back on?
Oh yeah, they had power on. They're set up. They were set up differently. Because there everything is so independent, and you have a lot of different companies that take care of the electricity and stuff, and it was the persons that was dealing with all those independent countries, companies that did, you know, had those high cost bills and stuff. So yeah, it's open games down there, and that's probably why they're having the problem that they're having. Nothing is really regulated. So those companies go in and they set up those accounts, and when, you know, not understanding the grids and the infrastructure and things of that nature, and that stuff just happens, because Houston is a place that if you don't like the weather, wait 20 minutes because it's going to change. And that's what it does. It might be 30 in the morning and 90 at 12. But this time, it stayed the same. It was like past, you know, in them teams and stuff. That was a different type of ordeal, so I'm glad I was not there. You know, I'm a 70s girl, so 70 is my right. If it goes to 80, I'm too hot, and if it goes under 70, I'm too cold. So I should move to Hawaii somewhere. But you guys have good weather there, and we have nice weather here. And MJ, is he in school, or is he homeschooling, or is he back in school? What's happening with the schools there?
The schools are open, and they give us a choice of to choose if you want your child to go back in person or to stay virtual via Zoom. And okay. We chose Zoom, and I think we're going to keep on with Zoom, you know, virtual at home until the fall.
Okay.
And then let him go in person for first grade.
Okay. Okay.
So thankfully the school is right around the corner. It's like maybe a like 7-minute walk, 8-minute walk, you know.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, so we like that. It's really close. And he's learning Spanish.
Oh, right. Well, tell him he can teach me how to count to 20. I'm going to give him
yeah.
that give him that response. Yes, I know he can. I saw that last photo with him kicking back in his jammies. I said, oh, my goodness. I look at the beginning photo. I look at the beginning when he first got here. And then I look at now, and I just smile with amazement. He is a remarkable, talented young man. He's talented. He just has that persona and that presence about him. Oof, I guess, yeah, I see it. And he kicks back, and I know that he's teaching everyone else in the community. You say he has play dates with the neighbors and stuff. That's a good thing that you guys are in a real good area. And he's happy. He has a lot of space to work with around there. I saw that backyard sidewalk. How many acres? I mean, it's just nothing but green. It's just total beauty. I know it's wonderful. I just miss you to death because we don't have all of that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting ready for his birthday coming up, 420.
That's April, right?
Yeah, April 20th.
Oh. Yeah, well, remember, I was coming in last April until the pandemic said, I don't think you're going to move. So let's see what happens now. Are you guys going with your test centers and your vaccinations and things like that? Is there any problem? Are people, you know, jumping on the bandwagon, or what's the opinions down there?
We still stay home pretty much. We don't go out too much. Just to the store and the park.
Okay.
He wanted to, somebody was talking about Chuck E. Cheese this weekend, but I don't think we're going to, I don't know, we may. I don't know.
Okay.
Because we have a big trampoline in the back, so we might.
You got Chuck E. Cheese right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but. You know, we're a little bit further out. We're like in the suburbs, so it's a little bit different from, you know, in the heart or the city of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It's not as bad up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
so, you know, on the real estate investing front, I'm waiting. We're about to close on a flip, hopefully probably will be next week. It could be this week, but it'll be real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully no later than next week when we get started on that. It's a two, I think it's two bedrooms, so we're going to turn it into a three-bedroom house.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And one bath. And it's, we should be done with that, we think, in about 3 or 4 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then move it back out on the market. Is it near your area? Is it more closer into Atlanta or where?
It's kind of close to the AUC Center.
Okay.
The university. Mm-hmm. So it's about maybe 30 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other venture that we just started just last week is we just purchased a 26-foot truck. It's called a box truck.
Okay.
And we're going to be contracting with Amazon and other companies to help with the, it's a really big demand for deliveries and,
ooh,
you know, all kinds of things, moving, definitely moving, and you know, Amazon, Walmart, other freight companies. So that we're going to be hitting the road. We won't actually be doing the driving. We'll be hiring truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But the truck will be hitting the road in about maybe 3 weeks.
All right. So what you going to call it? Big blue, big red, big...
I know. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about maybe Buster. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Big Max.
Okay.
Like that, because it's a big truck. I'll have to send you a picture of it.
Yeah, please send that picture in, because, you know, I've always, growing up, you know, moving on those highways and things, my grandfather taught me it's a difference in highway driving and regular driving, but I've always admired those, I always wanted to have a Peterbilt. I like the front of that, the grill on it. And so it's always intriguing to have that truck running out on the road. I can drive them, too, if I need to. The back end might be around two blocks around the corner, but if I get it straight, I can take it on out, you know. But that's good to have, because people need that delivery, and you have and drivers.
Oh, it's pretty simple. So, you know, we invested in the truck. We got it on our business. Well, Kevin's business credit, so it was pretty much no money out of the pocket, out of our pocket. So the expenses are just the truck note, the insurance, the fuel, and the, did I say insurance? I said, oh, and then, of course, the driver, you know, paying his wages. And then if he has to stay overnight somewhere, we'll pay for his accommodations.
Okay.
You know, for one night. And then, but the rates that the company pay, they pay at least a minimum of like $2 a mile. And you can drive maybe an average of around, let's say, 400 to 500 miles in one shift, like, in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like around approximately, let's just say, $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then so 1,000 times, and if, you know, if you do it every single day, which is possible, it is possible to keep it moving. Well, let's just say 20 days. So what's that? 1,000 times $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
A month, less the expenses are approximately 2, 3, 4, maybe like $5,000 a month.
Okay.
At least $15,000.
That's what I'm saying. I know you done calculated those figures and went from 1 to 44, because you have listed on that book of yours even before you even talked to anybody about it, so you know everything that was going to do. That is why you like the, when I go, I say no entrepreneur but credit guardist, but if she write it down on that paper, it will get done. So if you want to know how to do it, that's who you want to connect into. And I see that Mr. Michael is carrying that business entrepreneurship too, so he'll probably be handling the truckers and training them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know I know how that brain power is. He's brilliant, he's gifted, and he's you. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
apples don't fall too far from the tree. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, we'll put Big Buck out there. Put Big Mac on out there. Big Mac.
Yeah,
I might
maybe
have
Big,
to...
Big Mac. Yeah, that's a good name, Big Mac.
I like Big Mac. Yeah, put Big Mac out there. Big Mac might have to be pulling to come in here to California. The Big Mac is that big, he can move quite a few people from L.A. to Atlanta. Okay, don't worry about it. Best ship is sent for Big Mac.
So it was cool. You know, the guy, the salesman who sold it to us, he said, oh, does Kevin walk on ice? Not water, but ice, because he got approved so quickly.
Okay.
And he has like a 750 credit score.
Okay.
And what else? Just, you know, the business history that we just started, like back in November, I think it was. Yeah, but see, I'm working with a consultant, a guy, his name is Gary Thomas. And he is walking it through with us every step of the way of, you know, how to set up the company, open the bank account, apply for and get some net 30 accounts, and then build up your business credit. And they do just look at your personal credit, but it's not based on your, you know, fully on your personal credit.
Right.
On your business. And, so, you know, so far so good. It's just exciting, you know, because when you get past the age of, like, you know, in your 50s or so, it's like you're too old to be having bills and too old to be going to a regular 9-to-5, you know.
Oh, please. Shit, when you're 30, you're too old to be going. And, you know, I know, and through experience of income and stuff of that nature, you don't make money unless you're really working for yourself. That is the only time that everything always flowed for me. You know, even though you can go do what you want to do. So that's why I still with the consultant and went back and got a little bit many more acclimates behind me. And I definitely will be talking to Gary to see what's happening there. But I need to, if I fly up out once it opens up, I'm so I don't like to use the word fearful, but I'm very cautious over here. So I'm not too anxious of traveling anywhere. Like you say, you don't gather up. I don't really gather up. I go to the store, come home, you know, because we, you know, I'm still deal with 80 people every day, you know, because of the complex and stuff. So I'm still out and about, but I don't do any visiting, and I don't allow any visiting. So now it's, you know, keeping my immune system built. I'm eating very healthy. You'd be so proud of me. I'd be making smoothies and strawberries and blueberries and all of that stuff.
Smoothies sounds really good.
Oh, yeah, I make my smoothies, strawberry, blueberries. I put yogurt. I use, what is it, the milk. Well, you know what, the milk. The milk.
Almond milk?
Not almond. Give me coconut. I do coconut.
Oh, okay.
And then I might throw a little lemon in and blend it down, and it is the best tasting because I love strawberries. And so that's like, you know, that's antioxidants that moves that stuff. And I find myself, I just came from the doctor's day, and I know I'm losing weight, but it's more like toning up muscles. And my friend Ellen, you know, Ellen is the beast from the east, so Ellen is a bodybuilder, and she has sculpture. I call her body sculpture. So I says, okay, I've got 4 pairs of tennis shoes over here, and they still got the label on them. I'm going to walk every day. I haven't been around the corner yet, Sabrina. But I'm looking at them, okay? I'm looking at them, but I still dance around the house. But it appears that, like you say, when you get to a certain point, you use your creativity What I will be sending you something, you know, because I'm doing the webinars, and what I like about that is I can go anywhere with a webinar, anywhere, okay? You're not confined with all of this new virtual stuff, and I'm learning the technology, so it's a bit of a change, but it's a good body alignment. So I'll be talking to you on the personal. I think I have the information about Gary, but I want to send me a picture of Big Mac, because Big Mac getting ready to hit the highway. Okay, and if those drivers need some training down there, fly me in and I'll tell them how to take that highway, because highway driving with them rigs and trucks is a little bit different, but my daddy showed me how to do it. So tell them if you need a trainer. Oh, yeah, you put that rig out there. My husband's father was ill. We had to drive into Arkansas, and I was driving in. Well, I'm a highway driver, period. And he was sleeping, and I was rocking it. He couldn't even wake up. I was flying it on in there. So when we were coming back, he was driving, and all the way, I said, look, flick your lights and let Joe know you need to come around, right? So no, flick your lights, let him know you're coming around. I said, he'll pull to the right, so we went around. We got in front, I said, now just tap them brakes a little bit and tell him thank you. I don't need to be, I said, oh, yeah, you need to do that. I said, this is their highway, and they can take care of you out here. You must, I said, they'll let you know everything that's going on when Smokey's up the road and everything. They know you out here, but this is their home. So you must respect it. So we went into Arkansas. We came back. We had to drive back through. It started snowing. I had never seen snow. I said, what's them little white gnats flying? I was driving. So he said, don't stop the car. Don't stop the car. I mean, we were out there in California shorts and flip-flops, and it was the first snow of the season. So when we were coming, the truckers would pull up. We couldn't see the visibility. We had to hang out. It was horrible. And he was nervous. He don't even smoke cigarettes. And he asked for a cigarette. So I knew he had a little bit of fear there. So it was like, I said, don't worry about it. I said, he's going to come around you. And when he comes around you, get in the track. Get in the track behind the truck. I said, just get in behind him. And so he did, and then he said, oh, here comes another one. I said, don't worry about it. I said, Big Joe going to pull on up, and Little Joe is going to come around you. Those truckers brought us all the way in, all the way. And when we got up, I think it was like California, somewhere like that, they start going north and south. I said, now, what kind of respect do you have for these truckers out here? Because they know everything, and they will take care of you, and they'll also harm you, too. Don't ever ride on the back wheel of a rig, because that's the one that kicks out. Never, ever. So he was the type of individual that you couldn't tell him anything. But I had to give that to my granddaddy because he taught me how to handle that road. So if you need a trainer to come in there and train your drivers for Big Mac so Big Mac can get on the road, we'll talk about it, Kev, because I can pull them down. I can move the big rigs too, and people that just say you don't even look like it.
Have you thought about doing training drivers out there?
You know, California, there's a lot of trucking schools here that are moving through. But if I train, I don't want to train. I would like to work with the youth. You know, youth, they need to learn how to move those rigs out. And things of that nature. Mm-hmm. That's a thought, you know, a male and female, because it's not as difficult as it seems, but it's something good to know. Just like, you know, airplane. I said, no, I got to get my pilot's license. Because see, if this boy kick over and have heart attack, I'm gonna have to bring this bird on down. Just let me in the cockpit. So it's like anything, but that's an idea. And you have to, you know, the young adults, they need to know. So I'm going to think that, Sabrina. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Break it up with Linda.
You said it, girl.
Jerry
Care. Yeah. Ooh. Break it up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, that was Sabrina Harkin, the entrepreneur. Babs moved from Los Angeles into Atlanta, Georgia. She is a former BET West Coast publicist. That's a very, very, very dear friend. And I keep in contact with her. So she gave us our first segment. She'll be back with segment number two. We ended up talking about the youth, which that's what we're all about anyway. But on that note, we have Miyoshi, what's up, coming on with us. And she's going to give us some information about Rebirth. Miyoshi Marie, what's up? Are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Linda. Happy Thursday. What's up, Wisdom?
Happy Thursday to you. What's up? I know you had an extraordinary week. You needed to rest from that great summit that you participated in last weekend that I told everybody about. And I just want to tell you thank you for taking our time to care and share with us. And let me sit over here because I want to know what this topic is about. And I know you're going to let us know what's up.
Yes, tonight's topic is about rebirth. I chose this topic because, as you know, we have interest spring. And not only that, today's the first month, and I just feel like when spring comes, it comes a time with rebirth and a time with springing forward and moving forward and watching everything that we have planted, you know, during the fall and the winter and summer, watching it all bloom the following year. I chose rebirth, and I was looking at this word because rebirth, it comes with the rebirth of something new, something great, you know, a start over. But it's also the term of metamorphosis. So a change of the form or nature of a thing or a person into a completely different one by nature or by supernatural means. And rebirth, for me, I like butterflies. That's my one of my spiritual totems. I look at it for me at a time right now where I really truly believe deep down in my heart and soul that I have opened a doorway has opened for me, and now it's my time to literally walk through it and enter it without fear or held back or anything that will hold me back from entering this door. But I noticed as I entered this door that I'm not the same person before I entered. When I walk through this door, I'm a new person. I'm renewed. I'm refreshed. It feels like, you know, I'm supposed to be here. I'm in my game field. Can't nobody tell me nothing because I know I'm supposed to be here because the flow and the energy around it. And it feels like a new. So if the area and the change has been made around me, for sure, internally, I have been reborn again in a rebirth and a renew. And I just feel like now that as, you know, the cocoon and all that darkness and all that mold and that yuckiness and getting it all out and getting it all straight and, you know, dealing with those dark moments and those dark trauma, I feel like now finally that butterfly opened up today, and now that monarchy is just flying and just soaring with the beautiful black and orange wings. And I just feel like that's personally where I'm at, you know, in life, and just being renewed and this rebirth and really accepting it, and also being at this point where I am renewed and living this rebirth now that we have entered a new season, you know, not only on the earth but in life period, because this is we have entered the second quarter of, you know, of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Also knowing that I have to clearly be rooted and stand and not allow negativity thoughts to capture me and pull me back. I notice that I have all these great things going on, all these opportunities going on, but then it's like a knock at the door. You can't do that. You ain't even supposed to be here. The negative thoughts is coming up, and it's like, where did you come from? I wasn't thinking negative. I haven't been thinking negative, but I have to understand I have entered anew. So the only, if I know myself, I'm very strong on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you can't get me with no distractions from anything else, you can get me with my mind because I'm a thinker. I think, I tend to overthink. I tend to play a movie before it even happens. You know, so those negative thoughts, I'm starting to have to really, like, get it from the root, pull it up, throw it out, throw it into the fire and really burn it up because I understand I have entered a new season. I'm being reborn again, so there's no need for me to think those negative thoughts from my past because I'm not there. I'm reborn, I'm renewed, I'm rebirthed. I'm living in a different state, a natural state, a supernatural state,
right,
where I know all things are new. So that's where I'm at right now. And I know if I'm there, I'm pretty sure everybody else, who the listeners can relate, that we know we somewhere new, very unfamiliar, but it still feel good. It feel abundance and prosperity. But here goes a little, it's like the little devil on the shoulder. You can't do that. You know, now we have a little person on our shoulder telling us what we can't do. Now we have fear on our shoulder telling us what's going to happen if we continue to go. Now we have depression coming up, trying to have us, you know, sit and mourn for our past and, you know, for our present. Now we have neglect coming up and abuse and trauma. We're thinking, like, why are these things coming up? Because you have entered a new season. You have been reborn again. You have been rebirthed. You are a new metaphor.
Wow.
And you need to not think negative. You need to think positive because this is a new season, you guys, and can't nothing really mess it up but you. And when I say this, I'm talking to myself because can't nobody mess up this season but me because I have so much control and power because if I didn't, I would have never entered this new season, this new land. This new opportunity, this land promised with milk and honey, I would never enter it if I wasn't strong enough to enter it. So we have to allow those negative connotations that's on our shoulder. You know, we have to really bag them back, really throw them away, really say, you know, you got to shut up. That's how you just got to tell yourself, shut up. You know, I don't think that, you know. I think I am abundant. I am prosperity. I'm walking with the bright light.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a new season of rebirth, you guys, and I want you to enjoy this new season. These seeds that you have planted, whether they're small or big, it's going to be a beautiful season for those if you do not allow negative connotations. Kill it. You got to tell those negative connotations to shut up.
You have
to say it again, tell it to shut the hell up.
Yeah,
sit back, relax.
Put them out. I understand the rebirth. I like the title. I didn't know how it was coming, but I knew it was coming. I sure appreciate it because, yes, it is about abundance and prosperity. And once that door is opened up, you're rooted and you have to stand there. And I like the idea of you talking about the butterfly. We have so much in common because I love butterflies. I communicate with butterflies. And the monarch butterfly is my favorite butterfly. But I can always tell when things are changing because butterflies will come around me. And I communicate with them. I love butterflies and I love elephants. And I keep elephants with the trunk up because that represents strength. So we flow in the same thing. But the rebirth is the most important thing. Like you say, it's a renewal. You're refreshing, you know. And that I have a friend that comes on and she talks about different animals. And I'll find that segment when she talked about the butterfly and all the struggles, you know, coming from from the beginning and what happens when he wiggles out. So I'll definitely get that to you. As Carmelita, she talks about the butterfly and she talks about the elephant and stuff, but it has been such a pleasure because I know you're going to give it to us. You know, I know you're going to let us know what was up, and that's why we always say never, never, ever give in to your negativity or the negativity of anyone else, because really it's all you. It all starts from you, so
yeah.
You tell them to shut up. I tell them to take a seat. Okay, I'm over here praying, and you gonna take get on that pillow, okay? Because you're not coming up in here, and we call it head chatter. You know that head chatter comes in,
right?
And it's like you say, you have to refresh. You have to renew, because that's a habit. Those are the habits that come in, and that sets up that fear. And you really have to just be fearless, as you always speak about and as you are, and be honest and truthful as you always are. And yeah, it's the rebirth. Rebirth from Yosha Marie and everything else better get out the way. And guess what? I'm trailing in with you, okay? I want to ride in your wagon. You know I love you. You know, I had to mention it.
You
I'm going to
so
mention
funny.
It again. I have to mention it. I, Miyoshi, listeners, I told them about it on Tuesday night, about the Phenomenal Women Leads Summit that I attended. That was a three-hour summit. I have not sat down 3 hours and looked at anything. My professors couldn't even get me to sit. But I was so glued to that information and education and the flow of that program. And that's an organization that you're familiar with. I had the best time. And when you came in and said the phenomenal, so everything that you have just spoke about, the rebirth, the new, the change to a complete, I saw it all. I saw it all there. And they always say the best for last when you talked about Phenomenal Woman, you know. So I just wanted to extend my appreciation out to you again to let
thank
you know.
You.
And
thank
before
you for
you,
your support. And shout out
yes.
to Jen Harris. She'll be on the show next week.
Yes, she is coming on. We have asked her to come on. She'll be on the 8th, and you guys can kick it. It's going to be all, I'm going to set it up all for you. No one else coming in on that. So you have to take your time and do whatever you have to do on that. It was a pleasure. I spent my Saturday 3 hours. Oh, my goodness. But I was so refreshed. I was so encouraged. I was so happy.
So good.
Yes, yes, because of every, you know, everything that you could cover was covered. I mean, from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I even the little mayor for San Marino, and she talked about her little town. It is a little town, but I never thought that they would have. I don't know why I didn't know that they had a mayor. Okay, I go through there a lot, but it's very small and very quaint. But it was a pleasure. And like you say, those doors open and you're stepping off into it to grab that energy flow. Now, Carmelita will be on tomorrow, and she's going to talk about 3 ways to unleash your superhero. And same thing. She goes with that quantum philosophy, right? But it's all energy,
right?
Because we're all energy. And once you get a wind, the flow of your own energy, you are able to move in your natural state. And that's, it gets a
absolutely little
confusing to persons because they don't quite understand it, but it's really not for them to understand. It's for you to keep on flowing, keep on shining bright like that sun, light that candle, so you can light their candle. And every time you light that candle, as you always do, you are opening up a clear path for yourself. So I am so proud.
Yes.
I know that
thank
you was going to bring
so
it. I said, rebirth, where's she coming with this evening, folks? Well, this is Miyoshi, what's up? And she's going to always tell you what's up. Anything you want to know,
yes.
If you want to know the how to sling that sword of non-fear, listen to Miyoshi, what's up? Because I've been watching you for quite some time, and you are true to your being. That's all I can say. We appreciate you so much, Miyoshi.
Thank you. And I just want to tell my listeners, this season of spring is about hope and renewal, encouraged by the increase of light and warmth. You know, find the energy and take necessary action that can push you forward tentatively in this new beginning into full awakening. With that being said, To my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall. Don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. We love you, Miyoshi. What's up? Keep it moving. We love you. Thank you. I just wanted to play a little bit to relax you down from all that great information that was shared to you this evening. We had Sabrina Harden coming on with the Entrepreneur's Thoughts, and she shared with us a bit about, you know, the way she operates. But the bottom line for that is setting those goals. And then Neosha Marie came on and shared the rebirth. As she said, it's spring. It's a new time. It's a new beginning. And it's time to rebirth, have the new, be great, make the change, and complete it. You know, we have to renew and refresh, and to keep that good energy flowing. So thinking about it on Thursday, we give you a lot to think about. Sabrina will be back with us for the second half because she is a woman of many, many things. We cannot get it all in one segment, and she has great information. She's a great individual, and she knows how to get the job down. So I'm just going to keep you relaxed. I just want you to just sit back and relax for a little bit before we tell you good evening. This is Think Thursday. I just want to relax you down and remind you to think about whatever you have done thus far to be here today. Continue to do it. Do not relax out there, okay? Keep doing whatever you're doing. You know, this is some serious stuff out here, and the fat lady has not sung yet. She has not even picked up the mic. Just giving you some food of thought before we let you go. This is Think Thursday. I want to always keep you informed, keep you happy, and keep you thinking.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can overcome.
Other positive.
We care, share, we love all through the land.